Item 9, from the Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, providing a written report on the status of negotiations with Barrett Visionary Development, including title issues. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Teague Whaley-Smith.
Madam Chair and Supervisors, this report is triggered by a request from the board as part of the ordinance to provide a monthly update. I know that there is a level of frustration that there is not significant changes in that update. The update remains accurate, that we continue to close out the title issues, the FTA issues, and a final purchase price with Rick Barrett's development team. Once we have that available, we will present a resolution for that point. It's the same way that we handle all the other development projects. Once we have a deal in place, we present that deal for decision by you all. That's what we intend to do here as well. Until that time, we're happy to continue to file these reports.
Committee? Concerns, questions? I believe you do have an item before finance on fees for the attorney's firm representing us.
Yes, there was an adjustment to their contract as we finalize the title commitment for the property, and I believe there's an additional request for $35,000 related to that work with the two title companies that we're working with.
Supervisor Taylor?
The report for number nine hasn't changed at all in months. Is there something going to be coming our way soon?
Madam Chair and Supervisors, the report months ago said we're working on title, you know, FTA issues, and the financial package. That's still the status that we're in. One of the calculations that we've run, just so everybody's aware, is that the interest rates at the time that this was first approved versus the interest rates now result in a gap on the project of about $12 million that wasn't there to begin with, just because of the delays in that regard. So there are the project has changed and needs to change in order to make it feasible to move forward. We are measuring that as the benchmark of when we were able to get serious negotiations with the title company, which is when the state legislation was passed. So although I understand the impulse to measure this from the time it was initially approved, we are going to need some time now that the state legislation is passed and we can get title in order to sort out the financial deal structure to make this thing work. We want to be aggressive about that timeline. We're not the only ones at the table that are going to need to make a decision. The title companies need to make a decision. The FTA needs to make a decision. And the developer needs to finalize the financial details of the project.
So any rough guess to when we're going to get an offer? We had an appraisal, was it well over a year ago, right? A year and a half ago maybe is when we had the appraisal for for demolition. I mean, when are things like that going to come to this committee where we actually can, because it's been 2 years. And I understand that the boundary, that whole lakefront issue took plenty of time, but it's been 2 years. And I'm just curious to what kind of timetable do you think?
The timetable question is a key question, right? And I wish I was in a position to say we'll bring it in September or whatever else the case may be. We are closer than we were before. It's going to take some time to figure it out. We're certainly sensitive to the conversations that it's taken a year and 8 months just to clear title so we can move forward. If I had a deal put together right now, I would present it to you right now. We just don't have it worked out. It's going to take a lot of work to figure out $150 million development that is going to happen, and what the county's role in that is going to have to be, given that we're selling the land.
When we were at the Park East event last week, Supervisor Lipscomb and I were riding up the elevator, the Modern, to the 29th floor, and there was a couple people in there talking about how Rick Barrett plans on breaking ground in the first quarter of next year. Are you hearing anything like that? I mean, I looked at each other and kind of started laughing because we haven't seen anything to tell us that we're anywhere close to that.
I think we're up to Rick. He would break ground today.
Okay.
I mean, I think, and as frustrating as it is that we're still waiting for the final deal structure, understand that he has sunk hundreds of thousands of dollars into this and has had to wait over a year and a half just to know if he has title to move forward. So it has been a frustrating process. I acknowledge that. I understand that. In order for him to break ground, the first quarter of next year, we would have to bring you something, fairly soon to get it in the, before the end of the year. I'm optimistic that we're going to, be able to do that. I mean, I think that this is a this year thing. I don't think that this is, something that we're going to bring to you next year. So I think if that's the feedback you're looking for, yes, I think we will be in a position to provide you with a file before the end of this year. If you were to approve it, he could break ground in the first quarter of next year.
Thank you.
Any other comments? My only comment is that's your statement in terms of how you're looking at the time frame. I go back to when the board first got this. There was never an RFP done. My time frame starts back then. So the fact that you've had a messy encounter with title and so on, a lot of that was caused by the process. So the board perhaps didn't do as good a procedural piece as we might have, but I heard Barrett say last August was his drop-dead date because of that very issue. Interest and cost of labor. And with all the projects going on in Milwaukee right now, thank God that those projects are taking place. But I can only imagine the cost of labor is also going up. It's going to be harder to get the shovel in the ground because of that. So perhaps it's time to really start over.
Madam Chairman, I certainly don't share that perspective. I agree that interest costs and labor costs have gone up. There have been lots of third parties, as it were, that had an interest in delaying the process. We've got that resolved now. We have a chance to change. This is a once-in-a-generation opportunity to change Milwaukee County and southeastern Wisconsin. Our department is certainly going to do everything we possibly can to make this project happen, and we hope we have the board's support in doing that.
You certainly have my support in developing the site, and the committee, I think, has been supportive. It's been an ugly process. So, all right, thank you. Meeting adjourned.
Are you...